Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk a little bit about this idea about an unstable sense of self. We know first and foremost that there's a massive relationship and diagnostic criteria in the DSM in regards to borderline personality disorder. And one of the overarching themes in the diagnostic criteria being that somebody has an unstable sense of self. We also know that when people go through big breakups, divorces, identity crises, midlife crises, that it can really disrupt our sense of self. And I wanted to spend some time exploring today what that means, how this comes about, and how we can actually move the needle to feeling like we have a stable sense of self, because it's such an important part of achieving secure attachment. And it's also such an important part of having fulfilling relationships and feeling a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. So first and foremost, an unstable sense of self is sort of characterized by this chronic feeling of emptiness. Like we don't know where we are, who we are, where we're going. And the biggest place that this comes from that's most common is when somebody experiences significant trauma in their childhood and upbringing. And so what happens is if there's perpetual or pervasive trauma in a person's upbringing, there's a sense of doubt about the environment, a sense of distrust about one's own environment. And oftentimes the more trauma we're exposed to, usually somebody has to learn to violate their own sense of focusing on healthy development of their needs and their boundaries in order to stay safe. So for example, let's pretend that we have Julie and let's pretend she grows up in an environment with an alcoholic parent and another parent that's not really there, that's not really available. You know, Julie may have to learn that her boundaries and needs really don't matter. She just has to focus on like safety and survival and knowing if her parents drinking or not drinking and figuring out kind of how to get her survival needs met. And so when you're in a state of chronic survival, you're not focusing on developing as a person, right? You don't get this opportunity to really develop like your own self-image in a healthy way. And so as a byproduct of that, growing up in that sort of environment, and then getting thrust into situations like the school system or things where there are many other peers who probably have a more stable sense of self. Although, of course, trauma is very common and complex trauma and significant trauma is very common. And so there may be many peers more so than you think that are maybe experiencing certain similarities. But as a general rule, if you were to, let's say, for example, for the sake of this example, thrust somebody with this unstable sense of self into an environment with many securely attached individuals where they got consistency and their needs met and proper mirroring in childhood and felt safe in their environment and got to develop a stable sense of self, well, you're going to start to see some behavioral differences, especially in key developmental years, like preteen and teenage years. So when there's this chronic sense of trauma that's taking place, what you'll see is a few key things. Self-doubt, a lack of knowing one's boundaries or really having this stable idea of like where I end and some where somebody else begins. Obviously with anxious, preoccupied and fearful avoidant attachment styles, you'll see this quite clearly. With DAs, you sometimes see it expressed in a different form because there can be an unstable sense of self with dismissive avoidance as well. And you'll generally see this by the DA being almost more counter-dependent. Like they'll express one really strong boundary because they don't know how to communicate and set all the small boundaries in our day-to-day interactions in a comfortable way and sort of tend to associate those things as conflict. So they tend to push back in sort of larger scales because they don't know how to navigate those smaller boundary setting conversations as easily. But you'll see these different dynamics where violation of boundaries, not knowing one's own boundaries, not knowing one's own needs and understanding them, not really having the proper emotional literacy to communicate needs, also not trusting that if they do communicate needs, that they will be met by other people in their external environments, or that the person has their own self-efficacy to be able to meet their own needs individually for themselves. And then also things like lack of mirroring in childhood really produce a diminished response for an individual in their adult lives to be able to really regulate their own emotions. And then the last thing that's here that really contributes to an unstable sense of self at a subconscious level is a subconscious comfort zone around chaos. If you're used to having like this constant changing and all these things happening around you that feel out of your control, but then that's what you're accustomed to. Your subconscious mind deems this as familiar and often like tends to sort of chase after these things that feel familiar and thus safe, even though it may not be safe from an objective external point of view or as safe to a person's own subconscious mind. When there's a familiarity or a predictability to it, it tends to feel a little bit more safe and oriented towards survival. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. So what do you do when there's this unstable sense of self? Well, one of the biggest things that's so important to recognize is that whatever sort of parts of our sense of self we have, if we come from a history of a lot of trauma, are not usually the parts of oneself that are related to health, well-being, stability, right? Like you may have a part of your identity where you've come to really believe that you're not good enough, that you're unworthy, that you as a person are unsafe in your world. Now, you didn't volunteer your hand, you didn't raise your hand and volunteer for those experiences or imprints, right? You weren't like, oh, mom, dad, can you please give me the imprints of feeling unsafe all the time or feeling like I'm not good enough or having this story about myself as being unworthy of love. Like we don't volunteer for those things in a person's upbringing. And so what takes place that's really important to recognize is that as those imprints happen, you know, your personality or your sense of self can often be chosen by trauma. And there's a big difference between having your personality be acquired, let's say, as a byproduct of whatever traumatic experiences you went through and however you learned to sort of cope and deal with those things, versus a difference between you showing up and being able to consciously observe the self at a subconscious level and really look at what are my wounds? What are my needs? What are my boundaries? Where have I let go of my needs and boundaries? What feelings do I feel? How do I want to feel instead? What are goals? What are a mission, vision, purpose I want to create for my life? And we can actually change our programming here. And so it's sort of the difference between like having this autopilot sense of self that's just the parts of you that have been established for however you sort of survived and made it through your environment versus you actually being able to consciously program in the things that are important to you. So we start with a few key things. The first thing is reprogramming fears and limiting beliefs about ourselves and actually being able to get rid of these concepts or ideas that I'm going to be alone forever. I will only ever be abandoned. I am trapped all the time. I am unsafe all the time. I am incapable or not good enough. I'm unworthy of love. These ideas that we acquire, right? We start by reprogramming them. Very important to do. Another important thing is we have to learn to nurture healthy traits within ourselves. So, you know, often when somebody goes through a lot of complex trauma, they don't get healthy traits nurtured. And healthy traits can be things like assertiveness, for example. And if you learn, no, I have to forego boundaries and not express assertiveness because I have to avoid conflicts and walk on eggshells. And assertiveness gets me punished, gets me in trouble. You disowning that trait or repressing the expression of that trait in your childhood might have served, but as an adult, having a healthy ability to assert oneself to a certain degree in whatever sort of area is necessary is really important, right? It's part of how you have like healthy boundaries, how you gain respect, how you learn to relate to other people without being taken advantage of. So this is a very important trait. So we take trait inventory and we learn, what are the traits within me that I'm not getting the opportunity to really nurture in? And through repetition plus emotion and a little bit of exposure work over time, we can actually practice owning these traits, integrating these traits into our lives in a healthy, balanced way. Another part of strengthening self-identity is to learn our own needs. What are my needs? Everybody has needs at a subconscious level. They are there all the time, whether you're aware of them or not. And we can actually ask questions to tune in to learn what these are. And through that, use that information to then communicate it to other people in your life. And then we get to, as we know our needs and we know the traits that we want to nurture more of, and we let go and reprogram these fears we acquired from trauma, then we can get into a place in our lives where we're going, okay, well, you know, what are my boundaries? What are the boundaries that I have to pay more attention to going forward and in my growth and personal development? And then we can take this information as we start to establish a healthy sense of self in these healthy ways that empower us. And we can develop personal intentions, personal goals, a mission, a vision for our lives. And we can also take inventory of what morals and values we want to live by and allow to guide us sort of like a North Star as we go through hard decisions in life, right? If you know that it's really important for you to be honest and that's a strong moral or value in your moral compass, and then you're presented with a situation where somebody that you love asks you to be dishonest, but you're like, no, no, no. My moral compass. I've integrated and become aware that honesty is really important to me. Well, then you can have a healthy conversation with that person and maintain your sense of self in a healthy way by choosing that honesty that you know is important for you to live by. So, you know, knowing our morals and values will be very helpful for us, especially through the duration of life and hard decisions that will come up for any human being to really know who we are and what we want to choose. And this all strengthens the sense of self and identity at a subconscious level in a powerful and profound way. So these are really important things to pay attention to learn about, to know about. I have a huge impact on us becoming securely attached and having secure and healthy relationships. And I have a whole course dedicated just to this topic that covers all these key things, gives you a list of traits, a list of needs, a worksheet to do a boundary audit, helps you reprogram fears, all these things we've talked about, a list of morals and values that we can pluck from and choose, and gives you the actual tools to really program these things in at a subconscious level. So your conscious mind, you are truly choosing your life and your sense of self-identity, not your trauma choosing your sense of life and identity on autopilot. So anyways, if you want to do a deeper dive, the course is called Strengthening Self-Identity. It's also really powerful for after a divorce, because there's so many attachments we have to a person, a life, a way of being that sort of get pulled away that can really create this sort of unstable sense of self as we're relearning who we are in this new chapter or season of life. And so it's a powerful course for that after a big breakup. So if you want to do a deeper dive into it, I would love to host you in there.